Good evening, sir, and your thoughts as this develops.
Well, I think there were a couple of significant developments today. Number one, the U.S. ambassador to China, Gary Locke, said on the record that, in fact, the United States had gone out and taken Chen and brought him into the U.S. embassy, presumably in an embassy car, thus getting past the Chinese security. And I think what that does is heighten the U.S. responsibility. It would have been one thing if we had met with him outside the embassy compound, talked about his situation. But when we brought him into the embassy itself, we dramatically escalated the confrontation. I think that was the right thing to do. But it also then, I think, should have had more of an impact when we decided to let him go.
You know, it may be the right thing to do, but as I listen to this, you know, all the effort going into to go get him, and, you know, my heart bleeds for this man and all the other people who suffer in China. But I think, you know, we stepped on China's toes in doing that, yet we don't want to step on the toes of someone like President Bashir in the Nuba Mountains within this country. We don't want to drop food on the people that he is starving and bombing. It's hundreds of thousands of people. I mean, why do we pick this man to go out and get and step on the Chinese toes, but we don't step on other toes?
Well, I think there are different circumstances in different countries. In the case of southern Sudan, it's really quite surprising that the Obama administration hasn't done more there, at least from a humanitarian point of view. This has been something that U.S. administrations in years past have been much more forward on than he has been.